And if you believe some historians, 400 years ago tomorrow, William Shakespeare died in Stratford-upon-Avon, leaving behind what may be the most significant legacy in the English language. His plays, his poetry, obviously influential, but their greatest value may be in the way they touch everyday people. In a story from Here and Now contributor WBUR in Boston, we hear from one of them, Barb Cohn, a Massachusetts woman who found peace in Shakespeare.
A couple of weeks after my mother had passed away, my husband and I had tickets to see King Lear. One of our favorite actors, Peter Donagh, was playing Lear. Towards the end of the play, he's holding his youngest daughter, Cordelia, her body in his arms. This young, innocent woman is dead. First, he can't believe it. He says, "See, look, she's still breathing." And everyone around him is just hanging their heads. I mean, everyone can see that she's gone. He finally starts realizing that there is no life there.
"Thou'lt come no more. Never, 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 never."
With what had just happened, with my mother dying, it just really hit me hard. And my husband reached over and kind of held onto my hand. The next morning, I drive him to the airport and to be home in time for dinner was kind of his plan. He was late. I walked into the living room and I had the news on.
The Federal Aviation Administration says Flight 1771 was spotted burning in the air over Templeton,
California. There are unconfirmed reports that the crew reported gunshots in the back of the plane before it went down.
Explosion and a large smoke cloud come up in the air.
A bunch of friends came over. They were acting like Steve was dead, and I knew he was going to walk in the door. It took 10 hours to get the official call that he had been on the plane. A disgruntled airline employee got fired from his job, and what they think happened is that he shot his boss and he shot the pilots, and the plane with all 43 people went down. Nobody survived. When the bricks fall, they fall on you hard.
Never.
You're crazy.
Never. Never, never, never.
King Lear, all through the play, is described as mad.
Never, never, never.
I thought, I don't think he's mad. I think he's grieving. I came across the program for King Lear. I started looking at Peter's picture, the actor, Peter Donagh, and I felt like I had something to say that only he would understand, because he made believe he was Lear and he was cradling his dead child and he felt what I was feeling. And I just started writing this rambling, God, tear-stained mess. I managed to get it in a mailbox. I got a call one day from Marijke, Peter Donagh's wife, saying that they really wanted to meet me. Marijke was there at the box office waiting. Peter was there, just threw his arms around me and just hung on. I remember thinking, I'm having fun. And they stayed in touch for months after that. They really wanted to know, like, how are you really doing? Somehow, they knew what to do with someone as damaged as me. That was rare.
Hi, Marijke.
Hello, Barb.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah. I wish that I could share this moment with him and that he would understand it, because unfortunately, his memory is pretty well totally wiped out. He's got advanced stage Alzheimer's. Sometimes I know when he's reciting lines from a play. I'm sure you remember the scene on the heath when King Lear is going mad.
Yes.
I remember one time when he had one of these terrific tirades, and I just suddenly said to him, "Peter, "Are you being King Lear on the Heath?" And he said, "Yes!" It's just part of his way of maybe coping with what's happening to him. Peter still is a very compassionate person. If his compassion in that scene helped you through a terrible period of your life, that's a great reward for him.
I don't think you can, I know maybe you can't understand what that meant to me. Your kindness is something I'll never forget, and I'll also never forget his art.
Erica Lance produced that story for WBUR's Kind World, a podcast that tells stories about the profound effect one act can have on lives. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.